USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration is hoping to help administer more than 100 million coronavirus vaccinations within President Biden's first 100 days in office. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Friedman tells Fox that while vaccinations may not drive down overall cases, it will save people's lives.
It may drive death rates down, especially if we can vaccinate more people in nursing homes and people over the age of 65. Those are the individuals who account for, in the case of nursing homes, about 40% of deaths, over 65, 80% of deaths.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is now reassuring people that the vaccine is safe.
I'm going to take the vaccine. There's no politics here. My mother and my daughters, I would not let take the vaccine unless I believed it was safe. It is safe.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
President Biden is off to a busy start since he took office. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
In his first 3 days, Biden has signed 30 executive orders, including two yesterday on COVID relief and the minimum wage for federal workers. 17 of his orders coming on his first day in office Wednesday, 8 of those reversing actions by President Trump. Those reversals include halting construction of the border wall and other immigration policies. Biden also orders a stop to the Keystone XL oil pipeline, re-enters the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. 16 of the orders are connected to the pandemic. Those include asking all Americans to wear masks for 100 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
National Guard troops that had been stationed in Washington, D.C. since the Capitol riot on January 6th are now heading back home after several governors asked for their return. Some 26,000 troops from 50 states and 3 territories provided support for the presidential inauguration. Just over 10,000 of them will remain on duty in Washington, D.C. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The sheriff in Los Angeles County is now investigating a civil rights violation. USA's Jeremy Scott has more.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is facing allegations of excessive force, retaliation, and misconduct. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra announced a civil rights investigation by the State Department of Justice on Friday.
The action we're taking today is a result of having received credible information, reports, evidence from a number of sources over a period of time, which has led us to the point where we now believe it's important to move forward with the investigation.
The state is investigating, quote, a possible pattern of unconstitutional law enforcement. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said in a statement, I look forward to this non-criminal pattern and practice investigation. Our department may finally have an impartial objective assessment of our operations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The person who was the coordinator for former President Trump's coronavirus task force said she was reluctant to take the position and always thought about quitting. On CBS, Dr. Deborah Birx says longtime colleagues looked at her differently after taking the job.
I had to ask myself every morning, is there something that I think I can do that would be helpful in responding to this pandemic?
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if Birx had some role in the new administration. Psaki said she would have to circle back with an answer. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.